What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Was Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Nice to have your company on this Tuesday morning, and a very good welcome to the studio, Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. Good to chat with you again, and thanks for coming in, Nick.
Absolute pleasure. Good morning, everybody.
Now, I'm really keen to... great topic we've got today. We're going to be talking... So if you are an employer... regardless of how many staff you have or if you are an employee, yeah. I know we're covering a lot, but the topic's really good today. We're going to be talking about getting full engagement from our employees. What does it look like in 2021? It looks different, I would imagine, Nick.
Oh, very different.
Managing staff, looking after them?
Leading a team, very different to when you and I were young, young men.
Absolutely, yeah.
Starting out in life. We always say, look, recruiting people is only half the job. Keeping them, engaging them and getting them to perform is the bigger project. That's where one's focus should be. And most people bring it down to a very narrow view. They talk about salary. And I think that can be very dangerous.
Because I think, is there a perception that we think people leave but purely based on dollars only?
Oh, no. About almost 70% of people, certainly in the Western world, will leave because of bad environment. Or because they're not engaged in the workplace.
70%?
Yep. They leave because they're not happy at work. But the good news is, it's not that hard to engage your staff. And it's never money. It's never money. Money, certainly in the Western world, above a certain point, because we've got such a strong social structure here. We are up the rung on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So, you know, it's more than money. It's about... what we call the six engagement factors, you know, recognition, reward, voice choice, learning, and legacy.
Wouldn't mind unpacking those. So you talk about six key factors to full engagement from your employees. Reward. Tell us about that.
Well, if money was everything, why do we have hundreds of millions of volunteers around the world?
That's a good point.
And, you know, quite often the chairman at the school board or someone who's volunteering at the soup kitchen, these are lawyers and doctors who have great jobs, but they're looking for more than money, for meaning in life. And so it's really important to move our focus away from just salary or reward and think about other things. You know, we have a client, for example, that organizes a masseuse to come in every 2 weeks into his factory.
Could you just repeat that again?
He gets a group of masseuses.
Right.
And about half a dozen of them come in. He's got about 40 staff. And Friday afternoons, he puts on a bit of a meal, and everyone gets a massage, and just as a thank you for their hard work.
Where's the application for
that? You know, it's funny because he has not lost an employee in the last 12 months, and he works in the mining sector. And it's a miracle because they love... they love him as a boss.
That's actually incredible.
Yeah.
Every week?
Yeah. Every second week.
But even so, every second week?
Every second week, you know, sometimes he will organize a cook-up where he'll have slow-cooked barbecue that he will himself cook for 12 hours and serve up, and just really authentic ways of saying thank you.
That's incredible. Nick, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Keen to talk about the remaining five key factors to this full engagement. Reward was one. Keen to come back and ask you about recognition, because I'm sure that's going to be a big one. I'd love you to join the conversation this morning. Send us a text, 0429 985 985. Maybe tell us what's most important to you in your job. Back after this one. Us back to 1983 and Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. We're talking about these are six key factors, in fact, to full engagement with our staff. It does look very different to what it did years ago. Employers have to be really You've got to move with the times, don't you, Dick? I guess keeping up with the way it looks now.
Yeah.
Retaining staff.
In any form.
Yeah.
Of leadership or team management. There's so many things that are different now than they used to be. And one of the keys, in fact, of all the six we find, certainly in the Western world, recognition.
Which I was keen to ask you about.
It's one of the most powerful things. And most of us, about 70 to 80% of us, are high on recognition. Now, we have a tool that we use when we recruit people or when they work in teams to get an understanding of where they sit on these six engagement factors. And certainly in Australia, recognition is one of the highest.
We want to be told we're doing a good job, basically.
Absolutely. And what we tell leaders and managers is, of all the six, this is the least expensive. It really doesn't cost anything to just say, you know, to Doris down at reception, really. So what we say is three things: authentic, specific, and frequent.
I like that.
Authentic, specific, and frequent. So just say to Doris down at reception, you know, the way you dealt with that very irate customer this morning, I thought was really special, and thank you for doing that. She's going to be, you know, in seventh heaven. You know, she's going, wow, I feel good, you know. And most people always complain about saying things like, I just don't know if I'm doing a good enough job. I don't get enough feedback. And so we encourage leaders and people responsible for people to spend some time being authentic, being specific. And it doesn't necessarily have to be good. Sometimes it's okay to say, listen, Nick, can you do less of, or can you stop doing a couple of things? Nothing personal. You know I love you to death. But when you do this, it doesn't really work that well. And you know what? I love to hear it. At least I'll stop doing something that's not working. So feedback, recognition, particularly when things are well, but also when things aren't quite right, engages the employee and gets them to perform so much better. And it costs nothing.
Now, just on that, when you talk about recognition, is there a better way to do it? Do you do that like privately, one-on-one, or do you make a big deal about it? For example, in a staff meeting.
Yeah.
What is there a difference?
Oh, terrific question.
Because some people
crush,
right?
Yeah, terrific question. And I think, again, it's great to understand people and humanize the employee. I remember when I was in sport, I had a player that was really low on recognition. He really knew himself so well that he didn't really need much what we would call maintenance. He said, Nick, I got it. I know where I'm at. If I need to chat, I'll chat to you. We all have employees that are really low on that, and they don't need much. But then on the other side, there are those that really want constant feedback, right? And there's two types. Some like it in private, and some like it in public. So getting that balance right is important. Getting the frequencies right is important. Getting the balance right is important. And getting the modality right is important as well. For some, it's a meeting. For others, it's a little handwritten note. For someone else, it's a text. For someone's a gift. And so we always say, invest in your people. Humanize them. And where you can, recognize their good performance.
Love it. Nick, well, you're okay to hang around a bit longer.
Absolutely.
We can keep talking about this for hours. We'll come back and wrap things up. My guest in the studio this morning is Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. Back after this one. We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio this morning is Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. We've only scratched the surface, really, Nick, talking about the six key factors for full engagement for your staff, but we did hone in on the most important, which you said was recognition, and there's a whole bunch of different techniques and tools you can use.
Yeah.
But just as we finish off today, what would you say to maybe a manager that has either 2, 3, 10 or 20 staff, how do you even get your head around recognition, and how do you manage that if you haven't done it before? Where do you start?
Oh, terrific question. We, as a simple rule, we ask managers to do three things every week. One, spend at least an hour on the front line with your team. See how they feel. Two, try to get at least one team meeting with your crew, however big that crew is.
A week?
Once a week, if you can.
Okay.
Share stories, see how it's going. And lastly, even if it's 1 or 2 minutes, try and catch everyone on your team for a couple of minutes a week. We call them check-ins. And it doesn't take much. I mean, when I was at the Perth Wildcats, we had a women's team, a men's team, an admin team. There was about 60-odd staff. And my way was to write everyone's name on a sheet of paper and make sure I get to them over a 2 or 3 week period. Even if it is a quick hello, g'day Mike, how you going? How's the wife? You know, I heard you went away to Margaret River, how was it? Or how are you going at work? Yesterday you did a great job, whatever.
Hang on, 60 staff?
Yes.
You've got all their names there?
I had it on a spreadsheet and I printed it out every fortnight and I'd strike through as I met with everyone. We're only talking minutes.
Wow, that's
but for them, it's so important.
It's pretty disciplined, though.
It is. But it's not that hard if you build it into a routine. And managers, you don't realize how much your team just wants to hear from you.
Okay, then I'm a manager. I would say to you, Nick, well, that's great, Nick, but you don't understand how busy I am.
Yeah.
I am so busy. I haven't got time to come and talk to Nick about how is your wife and how is your family. Would you get a lot of that? People would say that to you?
Oh, and we say the number one, your number one role is to care for your team. They're human beings. You don't hire a hand. The whole person comes to work. You know, and it's our responsibility to care for them, to get the most out of them, to let them to fulfill their dreams and pursue their strengths.
And the benefits are, I'm assuming, retention?
Oh, yes. Retention, longevity, learning, challenging, and they'll bring their friends. And, you know, if they are happy, everyone's happy.
Amazing. Nick, we are out of time. We could keep talking, but we only got two of the six. What we'll do, we'll actually put a link up on our website, and you can head on to our website, 98five.com, and there'll be a link there, and you can have a look at the six key factors to getting full engagement from your staff. Really appreciate you coming in, Nick. Look forward to continuing our chat in a couple of weeks.
A real treat. Have a great day, and God bless everybody.
Good on you, Nick. My guest in the studio this morning has been Nick Marvin from Marvin HR, and we have been talking about the six key factors to full engagement for your staff. Head online to the website for all the details, 98five.com. A great song. This takes us back to the 80s. I remember having the actual vinyl record of this one, Spandau Ballet and True.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.